Now for a while, Thank you.
We're going to sing a song out to one of our best friends in the entire world, Jay Levin, and we love him, Jay Levin. If you know him, we love him too. Today marks his 32nd birthday of the Southern Accents album by Tom Petty. Thank you, Rob. Telling me that tidbit of information. So we're going to send this all out to our dear friends, Jay Levin, who is supposed to be here tonight. And we'll see you next time, Jay. Thank you. Yes. send a song out to Emma Gonzalez and the young people of America who will set us free. Sounds kind of good.
I see that same thing.
it's all over the Tennessee Valley. That little Ricker yard, it got the contract for most of North Alabama's law enforcement. And it grew, and it grew, and it grew. And they built a big house up on the lake, and the kids got to go to the better schools.
Been as question about what went thank you. Oh, yeah. Thanks for coming out on Monday. See, I remembered what day it was.
We've been having a little love affair with Charlottesville ever since the first time we played here, which I think was about 2003 or so. Rain, sleet, or snow. So it broke my heart to see all the bullshit going down in your beautiful town last summer. I mean, y'all should be in the national news for being such a kick-ass, beautiful town, not for having a bunch of assholes come and screw up a bunch of shit. And I particularly took issue with the things that the commander-in-chief had to say about it. Because there ain't two sides to that story. It's just a bunch of fucking murderous bullshit. I wrote this song about it that week. It's called A Perilous Night, and I dedicate it to all you fine motherfuckers here in Charlottesville, Virginia. Beautiful in Charlottesville, Virginia.
I love the state and yes, we come. Thank you. I saw her standing there with her bright eyes and shining hair. She was looking back at me. Some are meant to sing, some are meant to talk, and some are meant to say things. When she opened up her mouth and that sweet voice came out, I lost track of my own name. Now she's found herself, I lost my mind, and I'm just another guy who can't give her anything.
long ago, galaxy far, far away. We want to sing this song to Jill up in heaven, the West, in Richmond. The song's called Heathens. Something about the wrinkle in your forehead tells me there's a fit about to get torn. If we get the van out of the ditch before the morning, ain't nobody gotta know about what I mean. And I never hear a single word you say when you tell me not to have my.
Thank you. Thank you.
This is a song about a more innocent time. Thank you.
shot in his tracks. But I guess that means that you ain't black. Means that you ain't black. Means that I come back white. You can't choose where to be. If you don't see too many white kids lying bleeding on the street. Two, and then people just moved on. except for the people, of course, who could never forget and never get over it. And it occurred to me that day sitting at my kitchen table that it's been going on all along, except it's only in the last few years that everybody's got a camera in their pocket. So now instead of it just being talked about in the poor part of town, it's on everybody's phone and their computer screen while they're going to PTA meetings and fixing dinner for their kids. And it's harder to ignore it, and that's a good thing. When I wrote the song, I didn't have any answers. I just asked a bunch of questions because I figured you'll never find the answer if you don't ask the questions over and over and over, kind of loudly. Nonetheless, it bugged me because people would say, well, what's the answer? And I'd say, I don't fucking know. I play guitar and I'm rocking the whole band. And then one night, my wife and I had the honor and the privilege of going to see the Patti Smith group at the Arlene Schnitzer Auditorium in beautiful downtown Portland, Oregon, where we live. And we were there, and it was the 40th anniversary tour for her masterpiece album, Horses. And she was playing with her incredible band, and it was her 69th birthday that day. And she's standing tall, about 4'11", with her long silver hair. She looked so beautiful, and the band was cathartic, and it was powerful, and it was absolutely awe-inspiringly rocking. But at one point in the night, she just raised her arms up in the air, and the band stopped, and all of a sudden, Patti Smith was 65 feet tall, and she said, "Love each other, motherfuckers!" That's the answer.
Yeah.
voice you call.